Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us right now, we have the Chief Deputy for the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, Randy Tith. Sheriff is out this week. Randy, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you.
Good
to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. Great to have you. So first thing I want to talk about is that just about a week ago, I think it was Monday, so it would have been right after we got done with Sheriff Johnson, about a week ago, you had a DUI involving what turned out to be somebody who is not a U.S. citizen, and he fled from arrest, right?
That's correct.
So what happened in this case? And I think a couple people got injured, too.
Yeah, they did. The guy fled after a DUI stop. Later on, we apprehended him, determined that he was an illegal citizen. Of course, anytime you catch those that are illegal citizens, we turn that information over to ICE. I don't think ICE has made a determination on what they're going to do yet with him. But we report any illegal immigrants when we catch them for anything, driving without a license. We report that to ICE, and ICE does their review of them.
So, just to clarify, you said he is illegal, or he's just a non-citizen, and you turn it over to ICE for them to figure out if he is here legally. Which one did you say?
Non-citizen, and then they determine whether he's here illegally or not.
I gotcha. Okay, so you basically, when somebody's not a citizen, you know, you make sure that they're informed. That doesn't necessarily mean that he is here illegally. Is that? I just want to make sure I heard you right.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, if non-citizen, anybody that we have apprehend or have come in contact with, we just advise ICE. They do their review, and then they report back and come back to us and tell us whether they're going to pick them up or whether we can release them and continue with our charges.
Gotcha. And just for people who might have the question, because I know at first I had the same question, which is, we're not talking about speeding tickets. We're not talking about traffic citations. We're talking about somebody who got arrested for DUI. I mean, this is an arrest. And so, you know, we're not like the guy flew in from Germany with his kids and he's traveling across I-10 and you give him a traffic ticket. That's not what we're talking about, right?
Right. That's correct.
And one other thing is there any other infraction in this case, you know, without a license, without insurance? Because I know that's also been a thing we've talked about with Sheriff Johnson, is finding more and more of these problems as well. But nothing like that was true here, right?
No.
All right, very good. You guys also had you're dealing with a little bit of, because of the rain that hit over the weekend, one of our local roads is closed. Is that right?
That's correct. We got a lot of rain up some areas, reported up to 9 inches. I know personally at my house, I got a little over 8 inches.
Wow.
We have a road down in the Midway area, America Avenue, that is closed due to the road washing out.
We've got
a deputy sitting there. Right now, we're kind of running traffic through where they're doing the construction of the new school. So we've got a deputy posted there because of all the equipment and supplies and stuff there. So hopefully the county's working diligently to get that fixed back on. They've got to put a new culvert back in there and get the road back going. So right now they're running everything through detoured through Government Drive and up through the new school construction to return to 98.
Good Lord. Wow, that is a major, because so they're not even traveling. Like, where on America is the road out? Is it back by the water or I, you know, where did it wash? Because that's a lot of people have that only way in and out.
Yeah, they do. It's between Ambassador Drive and Capitol Drive, Senate Court area there.
Okay, all right. So that's that whole subdivision back in there is completely inaccessible. And you guys created like a temporary throughway through the back of what used to be the old flea market. Is that right?
Yeah, where they're building a new school at. We got with the school board, and we're kind of routing people through that school construction area to get them into their houses and back out.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, you know, weirdly, thank goodness that was available.
I mean, that's, exactly.
Could, you know, it's bad as it is, it could have been worse. I mean, it could have been something where you just can't get there from here. Wow, that's Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Luckily we've got a way to get around it without everybody being stranded back there.
Right. We're talking to Chief Deputy for the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, Randy Tiff. Chief, hang on for just a second. Let me get a quick traffic report from Jimmy. Go ahead, Jimmy.
If you're heading into Pensacola from Pace or Milton, you can see a little bit of slowdown on the U.S. 90 bridge this morning and a little bit as you exit the bridge on the intersection of Scenic Highway, but clear as you get onto either 9 Mile or Davis. Seeing a little bit of traffic built up still on North Palafox Street as you approach Tahar Drive and West Fairfield Drive. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you're clear all the way westbound on 98 over the 3 Mile Bridge into town this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Chief Deputy Randy Tift, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, you know, obviously the story about Cassie Carley was this horrible, terrible story, but it did lead to a change in the law. And part of that change in the law is for safe exchange places. And you guys are in the process of creating some of those?
Yes, sir. That's House Bill 385, which named it Cassie Carley Law. Effective July 1st, everybody in the state has to create these designated neutral safe exchange locations. We have designated two of them in our county, one in the north end, which will be right here at the sheriff's office in Milton and East Milton, and the other one will be in the Navarre District 2 office there off of 98.
And that's the new. Is that the new one, the recently converted, like within the last couple of years, one on 98?
No, that's District 1 office there in Gulf Breeze. This is D2 in Navarre.
In Navarre. Okay, got it.
Yep. And there'll be two parking spots with signs right there that'll be lit and on camera. So we can film and record anything that happens there. If there's any incident, we'll be able to record and pull footage from that. But that's to allow parents to have that neutral safe exchange place. That they feel safe to do that, and it's right there. I mean, of course, here at the sheriff's office, which is all on camera in the parking lot, and then at the District 2 office in the bar.
Man, it's just so it's just so awful and sad that people who loved each other at one time enough to get together and make a baby are in that situation now where they can't even trust each other enough that they've got to drop off at a place like that. But that's life. That's a problem that's real, as we certainly know from the horrible story with Cassie Carley, and I'm glad you guys are doing something to make that safer in the awful circumstance that just faces people, right?
Yeah, it is sad we've got to do it, but, you know, there's a lot of times in these separation and divorces, they don't get along, and we just want to make sure that everybody's safe in doing that and doing that exchange, and we want to make sure if we have to later on, you know, we may add more places in the county. We're starting off with just these two. They'll be operational here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, as I say, it's a horrible thing, but it's, you know, sometimes what we do is the right thing in response to a horrible thing, which is most all of your employment and your deputy's employment, unfortunately. Randy Tift, he's the Chief Deputy, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. We'll talk to you again next week. The sheriff will be out again next week. Chief, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe and keeping us informed. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. You have a good week.
You too. 818 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. And, you know, Pensacola State College is just a phenomenal local resource. I know from personal experience, our two oldest boys, and we got a third one that's getting ready to start dual enrollment here in the fall, I think, the fall or the spring, we'll see. But dual enrollment at PSC was great for us. You know, homeschool kids, okay? So they got a chance to, you know, get their feet wet with college, get a chance to, for free, you know, dual enrollment is free, and also a chance to get prepared and get college credit for going to UWF or wherever, you know, our youngest probably going to go somewhere else. But that's the point, is they get college credit. So they went, like both of them went as mechanical engineer students to college with three years at PSC translated into a year and a half, because you don't take a full complement of courses, right? You take a half semester, basically. But so they went in with a year and a half under their belt. Fantastic. Small classes, individualized instruction, great instructors who are teaching instructors, really, and a wide variety of times because, you know, complicated schedules for the non-traditional student and teachers so that if you like one, you can take them again, that kind of stuff. Pensacola State College has offices or campuses in Pensacola, Warrenton, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Father's Day, Beer Fest, dinner with strings attached, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Summer season is here and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10 and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What's his plan?
His plan?
Russians don't take a dump, son, without a plan.
Follow-up on the story we were just reporting with Chief Deputy Tiff from Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Colton Wright had texted in and said a couple of years ago when basically he had looked into facilitating the purchase of some property in the neighborhood that we were just talking about, America Drive, right across from the Gulf Breeze Zoo, so that the school district could connect to that road to provide a second entrance and exit. You know, because that's one of the common things you try to do is allow schools to have a second alternative. And thank goodness they had acquired that property. Otherwise, the families would be trapped in that road because of the and he sent me pictures. I'll get them posted up here on the Facebook page here in a second. The culverts failed due to the massive amount of water flow. And Colton Wright wanted to give credit to Dr. Karen Barber, the superintendent, that she was gracious enough to allow them to route traffic through that neighborhood, from that neighborhood through the school construction site that it's ongoing right now. So, yeah, wow. Talk about a series of fortunate things around a very unfortunate incident. And that road looks terrible. You remember what Scenic Highway looked when the flood of 2014 washed it out? On a smaller scale, it looks like that. Like the road's just missing. So, 824 here on News Radio Pensacola. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Dr. Anthony Fauci will be on Capitol Hill today. He'll be his first time testifying in public since leaving government. House Republicans have requested access to Fauci's private emails and cell phone records. They're looking for information related to the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the origins of COVID. One person is dead, at least two dozen injured after a mass shooting in Ohio. Officers there responded to a report of shots fired in a neighborhood in East Akron on Sunday. Apparently there was a party happening. And another launch attempt of Boeing's Starliner spacecraft won't occur until at least Wednesday. NASA had to delay the liftoff just minutes before it was set to blast off on Saturday. The Starliner will send two astronauts to the International Space Station.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 437-1620. You know, if you're thinking about selling a home, you want to get the best possible price for that home. It really comes down a lot to the details. Details like, if somebody comes and looks at your home and they don't make an offer, well, why? Do you want to know why? Like, do you want to know, was it the price was wrong or the staging was wrong or the color or why? You know, because what happens is if you call them, which is what Christina Leavenworth always does, call them and follow up, you know, and be like, you know, hey, you showed the home. What did you think? Well, you know, oh, well, we could work on that. Or, you know, the price. Or what? I mean, the point is that she does it. It's a little thing. Everybody should do it. They do it. Photography, you know, you might think, well, why does the photograph matter so much? How do most people shop for homes? They look online. They see photos. If the photos are okay, then you get an okay response. If the photos are spectacular, because they have hired a very, very good particular expert in this area for photography, then you get better results. Like, those are all the little things that they do that produce better sales prices, more interest, higher number of possible offers, and a quicker turnaround for you selling your home. That's why you want a great realtor. That's why you want to talk to Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Well, still seeing some traffic built up on the intersections of Palafox and Tahar and Palafox and Fairfield this morning, so you can expect some delays driving through there. Downtown Pensacola is showing a lot of traffic building up on every intersection seemingly downtown. If you're heading on Gregory Street, trying to get off the interstate there, you can expect to see a lot of traffic built up at that exit. Heading westbound on East Wright Street and West Chase Street as well. If you're heading towards the beach or coming from the beach, you can expect to see some traffic built up at the Bayfront Parkway, Chase Street intersection. And Palafox completely backed up in between Main Street and Garden this morning. If you're coming from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you're clear on westbound 98 all the way over the 3 Mile Bridge. And coming in from Pace or Milton, clear at Woodbine and Chemukla and US 90 all the way into Pensacola this morning. Coming in from Cantonment, you can expect to see a little bit of traffic built up on South Highway 29 all the way down to about 9 Mile Road this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. What else do we have going on? this is just kind of an odd little note, but there is alleged, and there's some dispute, okay, but there is alleged audio recording the Miss Universe co-owner as saying something to the effect of, you know, we will allow married women to compete in Miss Universe because historically you can be married, and divorced women, same thing, and also transgender women, that's born male, now women, to compete, but they're not going to be allowed to win. So the video that was apparently given to Vox by Rodrigo Gutierna Ortega, former CEO of Miss Universe, the former CEO of the Miss Universe, says the trans women, the women with husbands, divorced women, this is a communication strategy because you understand they can compete, but they cannot win. We just put the policy out there, social inclusion, as people would say. By the way, the CEO, former CEO is himself transgender, or herself, whatever. So odd note, sort of like saying that the born male could swim in the meat or run in the meat, but wouldn't be able to win the trophy, which in a weird way seems like a solution, doesn't it? I mean, maybe if it's an official policy, you know, if it's an unofficial policy, like we just won't prioritize them, that seems a little bit odd, but, you know, okay, there you go. I'm just not going to do that story. there are so many weird stories in the news today. How about a genuinely concerning story? Like, this is really, really bizarre and bad. The former Vice CNO, Vice Chief of Naval Operations, that's a very, very big job, okay? He's a former submariner, Admiral Burke, Robert Burke, Coconut Creek, Florida. He has been arrested on charges that he accepted bribes to funnel work to a company while he was the commander of naval forces in Europe and Africa, according to Justice Department officials. Short version is there was a company that was doing work with the Navy, and then the Navy ended the contract, and he allegedly plotted with them to get them the discretionary projects that he could personally swing and to get them attention from the Navy and a reinstatement of their services in a larger sense. And then at some time thereafter, He began working at that company and have a starting salary of $500,000 and a grant of 100,000 stock options. So that's super bad. Assuming that it bears out and that he's convicted, but man, this is on the follow-on news that, like a lot of the Fat Leonard stuff, basically the process went awry, and there's an undoing of that. But in connection with that, it was like 90 admirals caught up in that investment, or at least alleged at one point, you know, under suspicion at that point. So, yeah, it's not good for a major player in the Navy to be involved in that, even allegedly, right?
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. First Lady Jill Biden in court on her birthday, showing support for son Hunter at his federal gun trial in Delaware.
250 people will be narrowed down to 12 jurors who will determine whether Hunter Biden is guilty of three federal gun charges. Federal prosecutors say Hunter lied about his drug use on a form to buy a gun in October 2018, a gun that he kept for 11 days.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. President Biden expected to issue an executive order tomorrow to curtail illegal migrants at the border before heading off to Normandy to mark D-Day. Presidential candidate Donald Trump, after his New York conviction, raising $200 million, $70 million from small donors. In this video with UFC president Dana White at the fight in New Jersey.
The president is now on TikTok.
It's my honor.
With applause and Kid Rock playing in the background, gaining 3.4 million TikTok followers. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 77 degrees this morning in Pensacola. Well, we are seeing some reaction after the firing of Okaloosa County Deputy Eddie Duran last week, the officer who shot and killed senior airman Roger Fortson. Okaloosa County NAACP President Sabu Williams tells Channel 3 it's a good first step for seeking justice.
It's many might think it's taken some time, but I think that due diligence was given, and I'm glad that the sheriff's office did an internal investigation rather than, if you will, waiting on someone else's to make a suggestion to him. I think this shows his willingness to be accountable to the actions of his officers.
Williams tells Channel 3 that he doesn't believe the deputy woke up with the intent of shooting a man of color that day, but says that unconscious bias can play a role in how people respond to each other. Williams says the incident should have been de-escalated. The sheriff's office.
So I'm looking on the map. The sheriff's office. Like there's a back way out on Government. Am I reading this right?
The sheriff's office says that investigation showed the deputy's actions that day were not objectively reasonable, as Fortson had answered the door with the gun pointed at the ground and never resisted the deputy. Well, it looks like former President Donald Trump has joined TikTok. The former president joined the social media platform on Saturday. The first video on his account showing Trump greeting fans at a UFC match in New Jersey. A Pensacola man arrested over the weekend after allegedly attacking a group of people using a glass bottle and a gun. That happened on Saturday night. Police say 25-year-old Ramondani Richardson was involved in a dispute with a group of people in the roadway at Palafox Place and Intendencia Street. Officers say he first struck a person in the head with the bottle, then fired shots into the group. There was one person shot in the leg. Others were injured by shrapnel. Everybody is expected to be okay. Richardson now faces multiple charges in relation to that incident. And a Pensacola man charged with a DUI. This is after a wrong-way crash on I-110 on Friday. FHP arrested 28-year-old Liam Collins. They say he sideswiped a vehicle while driving north in the southbound lanes. Troopers say Collins' vehicle nearly struck the vehicle he sideswiped head-on. Debris from the sideswipe then damaged another vehicle on the interstate. Both Collins and a passenger were taken to the hospital after that crash. The drivers of the other vehicles were not hurt. Collins was arrested after being medically cleared at the hospital, booked and released on $1,000 bond. And it is 8:34 here at News Radio Pensacola, closing in on 8:35. So let's go ahead and get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jimmy, what are you seeing so far?
Well, if you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre into Pensacola, you are clear westbound on 98. Looks to be a little bit of traffic building up before the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve, but clearing up as you enter the park there and as you enter the 3 Mile Bridge, clear over the bridge into Pensacola this morning. If you're coming in from Pace or Milton, you guys are looking pretty good on Woodbine and Chemukla at their respective intersections with Highway 90. Some traffic building up heading eastbound on Highway 90 this morning if you're exiting Pace or Milton going east. But clear over the US 90 bridge coming into Pensacola. And traffic seems to be building up slowly but surely on Pensacola Boulevard, looking to be built up significantly at West Pinestead Road, that intersection there with Pensacola Boulevard. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing some spotty rain chances through the morning and afternoon. 40% chance of rain overall, high near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. For Tuesday, 20% chance of a spotty rain chance, high near 87. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. We're going to keep just a small rain chance on Wednesday, 10% overall with a high near 89 and a low near 74. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 77 in Pensacola, 77 also in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Taking a look at our markets this morning, the Dow is up just under 11 points at 38,697.15. S&P up 18 points at 52.95. The NASDAQ up 127 points at 18,862. Your 10-year bond rate down just a bit at 4.45%. Gold price is up $8.80 at $23.54.60. Silver up about 21 cents at $30.65. And Bitcoin up $2,200 today at $69,896. Millions of people can expect to benefit from price caps on asthma and COPD inhalers. A number of drug companies have agreed to limit out-of-pocket costs to $35 a month. That move coming after a similar welcome step by insulin manufacturers last year that also set price caps. GameStop shares on the rise again, as much as 80% before the market opened today. This is after speculation that the person who inspired a short squeeze a few years ago could hold a big position with the video game retailer. And at the theaters over the weekend, the Garfield movie dominated. The family film based on the iconic comic strip grossed an estimated $14 million. Another family film finished in second place over the weekend with If, grossing $10.8 million. It is 8:37. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Why do you love your favorite pair of jeans? What keeps you connected to your oldest friends? How do you know that the solution you seek is right for you? The answer is simple. It's the fit. And at Pinair Credit Union, we believe your finances should fit you perfectly. It's the right checking account for how you spend your time and money. It's the right loan for where you are and where you're headed next. It's local banking that's as comfortable as your favorite pair of jeans. Join us at Pinair.org. You'll fit right in. Pinair Credit Union is insured by NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
State Senator Doug Broxson, Florida House Representatives Michelle Salzman, Alex Andrade, Dr. Joel Rudman, and Pat Maney.
What do they all have in common?
They'll answer your questions live on WSRE's Legislative Review.
Simulcast on News Radio Pensacola.
Email your questions to info@WSRE.com or message WSRE on Facebook. Then watch WSRE or listen to News Radio Pensacola Monday, June 10th at 7 p.m. for Legislative Review. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so there's a very interesting story about how Walmart was mispricing things. Beginning on March 19th, they received an internal warning from Bloomberg about a problem at hundreds of stores across the nation that when scanning things at the self-checkout kiosk, customers were seeing the wrong price come up, some being higher, some being lower. And at this point, widespread mispricing at more than 1,600 stores, which, you know, we don't really know how often it happened, how many overpaid, underpaid, or whatever. Walmart says that they have resolved 80% of the overcharged customers receiving reimbursement. But at this point, even so, we don't know exactly how widespread it is. But that leads me to my frivolous question for the day, which is this. 437-1620, 437-1620. When the price is wrong at the checkout, what do you do? When the price is wrong at the checkout, what do you do? Do you, A, I have no idea because I just pick up stuff and go. Which is, I mean, you know, sometimes. Do you complain? Do you ask for that to be changed? What if it's too low? Do you ask for it to be made the right price? And what if it's too high? Do you ask? You know, I'm just curious. What do you complain or do you like, oh, whatever. It's no big deal. 437-1620, 437-1620. What do you do when the price on your receipt is wrong, whether at Walmart or Publix, or it doesn't matter where you go? I'm just kind of curious what you do. Jimmy?
It does matter where you go.
Tell me more.
It does. Well, if you're at a Walmart and it's too high, you certainly well within your right to complain or whatever. But if you're at a bar
yeah,
and your checkout's too low, that means the bartender was hooking you up.
Oh, and so that's just appreciate the favor.
Yep, you got to compensate with a larger tip.
Oh, is that how that works?
That is how that works.
Yes, nothing like a little theft for the...
Whoa. I'm pretty sure bar owners budget for their bartenders.
Well, they budget for shoplifting too at the store, but that doesn't make it okay.
Anthony Bourdain said, your bartenders are always going to hook up their friends, and they're always going to drink on their job, and there's nothing you can do about it.
It certainly happens. I'll put it to you that way. The server discount on the dessert is not always what we'll just describe as an official discount. The coffee for free, whatever.
They
you know.
Officially discounted it when they rang you up.
Well, they didn't ring you up if they didn't ring you up for it. If it's a zero discount, 437-1620, 437-1620.
When they closed you out.
When they acted rank. Like that was all there was to it. Sure. I had the manager take this off. Did you? 437-1620. 437-1620. You're going to hate me. Can I tell you? There was one time. This is not always because I was a server too. I remember what it was like. There was one time when the server tried to give me free stuff and I made him go get the manager and add it on.
Oh my God.
I didn't embarrass the server or and not make the manager, but I said, hey, just go, please ring it. Please ring it because I didn't want the free stuff. We didn't deserve it. I don't remember what the circumstance was, but I remember thinking, and I wasn't trying to get the server in trouble either. It wasn't like, hey, you know, your servers are giving away free food. Don't be that person either.
But you know that you did get them in trouble.
No, I take it back. I didn't get the manager. It was the server tried to do me a solid, and I said, hey, you know what? I appreciate it, but just ring me up for the whatever. It was coffee or dessert or something like that.
Right.
So, and I said, no, I'd just rather pay for it. Again, try not to be a jerk about it or a prig or whatever. 437-1620, 437-1620. Let's see. Where are we at here? I got a lot of texts that are not on the subject, which is okay. Call the manager if the prices are wrong. Let's see. Depends on, I don't know. I'm not sure where we're at on some of these texts. I'm getting a lot of texts, but they're not on topic, which is okay. If I notice, then I fix it either way for the price. Yeah, no, you got to be, like, if you're going to make them charge you less for the thing they overpriced you for, then you got to, don't you also have to tell them, oh, man, you're undercharging me for this. You know what's can I tell you what's weird? Is when you do that, cashiers are so mystified. Like, if I'm at the grocery store and I know something was supposed to be $4.50, and it rings up like, you know, apples or something. You know, they're supposed to be $2 a pound or whatever. And it rings up as a, you know, $1.40 a pound. I'm like, hey, you know, these are supposed to be $2 a pound. And they're like, what?
Well, there's obviously some sort of sale going on that you didn't read.
Oh, I know if there's a sale. Okay. It's not. That's not the issue. Trust me. And I'm actually, I don't know. I know all the prices because I do all the grocery shopping. And so, you know, I know what they're supposed to be. But I'll tell them the other direction too. In fact, I remember one time I was shopping somewhere and they had priced a bunch of, God, what was it now? Tomahawk steaks, which are like, you know, $19 a pound or something to start. And they were discount priced at like $1.50 a pound. And I was like, oh, this is not right. This is not a correct price.
What were you talking
Somebody
about?
Dropped the digit.
You were talking about something the other day. Oh, it was corned beef.
Yeah.
This makes so much more sense why you brought this up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there was corned
beef. Oh, if there's a sale, man, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
But this was like way too good of a sale. And I brought it up to him. I'm like, is this right? He's like, yeah, I didn't think $100 worth of steaks was supposed to be $10. He's like, thank you for being honest. I'm like, yeah, well, that's... There was a part of me that was secretly hoping the manager would be like, here, I'll sell you one of them at that price, but he didn't. And that was fine. It was a complete ripoff if I'd have gotten them at that price. All right, where we are, back to the text here, 437-1620. Unless it's obviously wrong, I don't notice, but I should. Oh, that's the other thing. Sometimes you don't notice. I mean, sometimes it's like close. That's and if it's close, it's kind of a, how much trouble is it worth? Especially, God bless, at Walmart. You go over to the customer service, wait in line. Eventually, somebody might take care of you. I mean, you know, they're very kind when you get there. They always take care of you, but it's kind of weird. Let's see. Somebody says, tell the cashier to get the correct price, even if it's low. Eventually, the business will likely raise its price to cover losses. Yeah, don't be part of that theft problem. I'll have to grab this while you're doing traffic. Jimmy, go ahead and tell them about traffic on the fives.
Well, if you're coming in to Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are clear all the way westbound on 98. Seen a lot of traffic building up in downtown Pensacola. We mentioned it earlier, but if you are getting off the I-10 intersection at Gregory Street and doing that roundabout there, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up heading eastbound there. Heading westbound on East Wright Street looks like to be from 9th Avenue to all the way to Palafox Street there. So just use caution if you're driving around downtown this morning. There's a lot of delays to be expected. If you are coming into town from Pace and Milton, traffic has died down on Woodbine and Chemukla at their intersections with US 90 and clear over the bridge into Pensacola this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you need any kind of air conditioning work or electrical work done or heating work done, Peden, they will come out and take care of you. 55 years in business, and they have been expanding lately. You know, they've been in Ellison Field for a long time, but they've expanded recently all the way east to Tallahassee, all the way west to Baldwin County last year, and now to Mobile County this year. So they are really expanding all along the Gulf Coast because, you know, excellent service, the right products, show up on time, do professional work, and then they stand by at 100% satisfaction guarantee. And now to celebrate 55 years in business, Peden is offering a complete AC inspection for $55. Call today, schedule your $55 AC inspection. And also, because they're turning 55 this year, tank water heater flush and plumbing inspections are $55. Call today to remove the sediment buildup, hurting how fast your water heats up, and that can be a problem for those water heaters. Find out more at Peden, PEDEN.com. Back to the question of when the price is wrong when you're checking out, do you say anything? Do you do anything? If it's too low, if it's too high, does it matter whether it's self-check or not? If it's self-check and it's too low, you're like, that's just my salary. Don't do that. Don't be that person. Somebody says, if I'm being overcharged, it depends on the amount. Is it enough to take the time to say anything? But if it's a good bit, yes, I say something. See, I also look at it from the perspective of the business owner. You know, if a thing is charging wrong, especially if it's low, well, they want to know because they don't want to basically lose money on what everybody else buys forever and ever. And I always figure if it's too high, I also want to make sure that other people don't get inadvertently ripped off because they think it's one thing and then it's going to be another. And I want them to fix it in the system so that doesn't happen. I mean, I'm trying to help everybody have a better experience, you know? This is how far it goes, though, because there are times when you suspect that there might be an issue. I don't know. Prices are weird. I will take a photo of the price when I'm at the thing. Like, if I'm in the back buying the thing, because I know they're going to have to go back and look at it or whatever. And if I suspect the price might be weird, I'll take a photo so it saves everybody time. Because your phone now, you can do that.
Yeah, you can.
It's very easy.
Do you ever use a self-checkout?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. I know somebody that forgot.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, forgot, she claims, to ring
sure,
in.
Sure, she did.
Scan her.
Does she lie about other things, too?
Scan her wedding cake that she got from Publix.
Oh, how'd that turn out?
I don't know. I was like, I guess if you're getting your wedding cake from Publix, then.
Oh, ouch. Wow. They make really good cake at Publix. My stepdad used to work in the bakery in Nashville at the Publix. So they really good baked goods.
Of course they do. I'm just saying.
Not to cast aspersions entirely. Let's see. Somebody else here. 437-1620. If it rings up higher than the price on the shelf, I ask them to match the shelf price and snap. There you go. I take a picture before I take everything on the shelf to buy. Yeah. Especially if it's a good deal, right? Other than making sure I get my BOGO deals, I put the stuff in the cart. Cashier rings it up, and I put it in the bag and leave. I'm honestly not watching the price of every item as it's rung up. I try to do the right thing. Sometimes the difference, high or low, determines how much action I'll take. Yeah, I mean, if it's off by a dime or two, I mean, you're not going to bother, right? But more significant prices. Cashier, either way, if I notice it most of the time, if it's less, they say, oh, well, and continue on. If it's more, then they call a manager over. And I will say this. I think we had what can only be described as the absolute, definitive, perfect summary comment for this entire conversation.
The price is wrong.
Jimmy, I'm Andrew McKay.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickorhamic Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickorhamic Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickorhamic Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10:30 when guests from Florida Power & Light will be on the show discussing programs and resources available to its customers. From recent rate reductions and storm preparedness efforts to tips on how to save energy and other community initiatives, the experts will discuss FPNL's commitment to their customers and our community.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Open your heart and home.
Adopt a teen, sibling group, or a child with special needs.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. You got the highest score in history. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. There was a five in the time somewhere. That's the justification I got for you. Hey, kind of a weird little wrinkle in the Trump conviction that took place, of course, last week, is the question of whether Trump is going to be allowed to vote in the election for himself as president, assuming he gets the nomination, and the answer is, in Florida, felons can't vote, right? He's a convicted felon. Can't vote, right? Not so fast. There was a very interesting article in the Palm Beach Post, I think. It was one of the USA Today, PNJ, Gannett-affiliated papers, and it basically explained that the way the rule works is you cannot vote in Florida if you're convicted in Florida of a felony, but what if you're convicted of a felony somewhere else, like New York, let's say, hypothetically? The answer is you're only ineligible to vote in Florida if your conviction in New York would have resulted in you being unable to vote in New York. And because in New York, felons are allowed to vote because they have much more permissive policies regarding voting, the only time you're not allowed to vote as a felon in New York is if you are an incarcerated felon. So the only way Trump would not be allowed to vote in Florida would be if he were incarcerated, and he is not incarcerated. I don't expect him to be incarcerated. And so, and even if he, like, I don't know, if he went in after he could have voted in the primary, you know, because of mail-in ballots or something like that, I don't know. It seems very likely he's going to be able to vote. You know, yes, in Florida, and this has nothing to do with the restoration of voting privileges that we enacted a few years ago that has been, you know, foot dragged real good by the Republican Party. That's kind of hard to get your way through that process and all kinds of disagreements about how much do you owe for restitution for the monetary fines, right? In any case, that isn't really the issue because that process wouldn't work its way out that quickly. The other slice of this, by the way, is apparently Trump can't own a gun now. Kind of a weird one. And that has to do, regardless of the fact that it was in New York, for the conviction of obviously unrelated to gun crimes, but because it's an interstate thing and it's an something to do with the federal law that makes it so that he is not eligible to purchase a firearm. But I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure he has some guys who work around him that carry guns. So I think he's probably going to be okay. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Yes, I do. If you are coming into town from Pensacola or from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are clear westbound on 98 all the way over the 3 mile bridge into town this morning. Traffic is building up as you get into downtown at seemingly every intersection downtown. So just drive with caution. Expect some delays. I mean, we're seeing traffic backed up on West Chase Street heading westbound and on Palafox all down from Cervantes to Main Street. So just expect delays, use caution driving around downtown this morning. Otherwise, we're looking pretty good on our roadways this morning. Pace and Milton, you shouldn't expect to see that much delay on US 90 this morning. Clear all the way on the bridge into town. And if you're coming in from Cantonment, South Highway 29 is looking relatively clear and not seeing any slowdowns or significant traffic buildups on Gulf Beach Highway or Bayfront Parkway this morning. If you do see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Yeah, a couple other just interesting nuances to this felony conviction for Trump and his ability to vote or anything else. If he could eventually, of course, if he has to serve any time and then petition to get his rights reinstated for things like real estate licenses or teaching or law enforcement or insurance, these are all things he can't do. Be on a jury, hold state office, can't do any of that stuff. As a convicted felon, he will not be permitted to possess firearms, ammunition, or electric weapons, or he would face a second-degree felony charge of 10 years in prison or a $250,000 fine, and it would also be a violation of parole. But Florida statute specifies that this applies to convicts in Florida or elsewhere if the crime would have been a felony here, punishable for at least a year in prison, as opposed to a state correctional or a local county jail, which would leave it open to a state interpretation or gubernatorial clemency. You know, the governor could forgive him. It also requires felons who have been completed their time to request restoration of firearm authority 8 years after the date of their release, so a long time down the road. But according to the Florida Commission on Offender Review, this option not available for someone convicted of a felony out of state since federal law prohibits the possession of firearms by felons. So I don't know. There's a lot of weird wrinkles in this. I think most of this is probably irrelevant for Trump other than the voting one. But I thought it was interesting. Again, part of the USA Today Network has put that article out over the weekend. 8:58 here on News Radio Pensacola. Time for future news. Jimmy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Will Trump be able to vote in the election this fall?
Yes.
Yeah. Is he going to serve jail time?
No.
Very, very, very unlikely. The deputy in Okaloosa County, do you think charges will be brought against him of any kind for the shooting now that he's been fired from the job?
Yes.
Boy, it's really close. Here's why. If the state attorney doesn't think that they can get a conviction, they won't bring charges. But I actually do think some kind of charge will be brought but it's going to be a very difficult conviction to secure, as we talked about pretty extensively this morning. So, yeah, just, you know, it's a – I read the whole report. It's a very, very problematic case. It's very close on the call, but, yeah, that's what I think.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.